This is KLLG LP 97.9 FM, Willits, California. I'm Greg Schindel, train singer, and we are now boarding the Bipolar Express. Chugga, 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 chugga up the hill. Puffin' and a chuggin', you know that engine will reach the summit and go down the other side. Whoopee! What a ride! Clickety-clackety-clickety-clackety-click. Look at the engine, that's old 45. Fired up and ready, she seems to come alive. Listen to that wailing whistle all round the countryside. Whoopee! What a ride!
Clickety-clack, clickety-clack, what a ride.
Hey, and happy Thanksgiving holiday weekend to everyone out there. And there's so much going on right now, right here in Willits this weekend. You know, Lauren Hertz O'Brien will be at the Brick House on Friday. And if, of course, you'll be there, not listening, or you won't be listening to this show because it's not on Friday. But Saturday night, we will have Michelle Embert. She's coming from San Francisco today, but she is from Covelo. She was on the Skunk Train for a little while, and she took off, graduated from the Berklee School of Music, and began her career as first on those wonderful cruise ships with her act. And she has been gigging in Florida and on the East Coast for some time now. She's back to the Bay Area, and by gosh, she's coming home to Willits. So that's this weekend, Michelle Lambert at the Shanaki Pub. We have Friday night at the Shanaki Pub, the Shindig, for their annual Thanksgiving Welcome Everybody Home to Willits celebration. And again, we have Lauren Hertz O'Brien at the Brick House earlier on at 7 o'clock with his father, Rock to Rachmaninoff. Yes, indeed. Hey, so, of course, if you decide to stay home warm, you can listen to Greg and Train on the Bipolar Express at 8 o'clock Saturday night. And then there's another replay on Sunday. So, all right, now Thanksgiving. It's an American tradition. It actually had nothing to do with the Native Americans sharing their winter food supplies with turkey-hungry early American white invaders. Oh, Greg, that's a little harsh, isn't it? Well, I don't know. You know, I hear they ate mostly oysters and whatever they could off the ocean, you know. Hey, whatever forever, Trina. Well, let me further tell you about it. It was celebrated for millenniums, for harvesting. People were giving thanks, or they were actually fasting this time of year when there wasn't enough food, but always giving thanks. And, you know, Thanksgiving really wasn't celebrated as a national holiday until Abe Lincoln in 1863, during the midst of the Civil War, he announced that it should be a time to take and try to heal the wounds of this troubled nation. So anyway, this is Thanksgiving, and I always think of some songs. I think of traditional songs, for example. You might not think of this one, but I think of turkey. So here's one right here, American traditional song on American traditional holiday. Ah. As I was riding down the road, a tired team and a heavy load, I cracked my whip, the leader sprung. I said, day, day, to the wagon tongue. Turkey in the straw, turkey in the hay. Roll him up, twist him up, I took a haul. Hit him up, a dude called turkey in the straw. I went out to milk, I didn't know how. I milked the goat instead of a cow. A monkey sitting on a pile of straw, winking at his mother-in-law. Turkey in the straw, turkey in the hay.
roll them up, twist them up high, double haw.
Hit them up a tune called Turkey in the Straw.
Well, I met Mr. Catfish coming downstream. Says, Mr. Catfish, what do you mean? I caught Mr. Catfish by the snout. Turned Mr. Catfish wrong side out. Boop! Turkey in the straw. Turkey in the hay. Oh, roll him up, twist him up, I dug a haw.
Hit him up a tune called Turkey in the Straw.
Now came to the river, I couldn't get across. Paid $5 for an old blind hoss. He wouldn't go ahead, wouldn't stand still. He went up and down like a sawmill. Turkey in the straw, turkey in the hay. Roll him up, twist him up, I dug a haw.
Hit him up a tune called Turkey in the Straw.
Yeah. As I come down the new cut road, I met Mr. Bullfrog, met Miss Toad. Every time Miss Toad would sing, old Bullfrog cut up a pigeon wing.
Woo! Turkey in the straw,
turkey in the hay. Roll him up, twist him up, I turn a haw,
and hit him up a tune called Turkey in the Straw.
I jumped in the seat, I gave a little shout. The horses run away, broke the wagon all about. Sugar in the gourd and honey in the horn. I never was so happy since the hour I was born.
Turkey in the straw,
turkey in the hay. Roll them up, twist them up, a high tuck a haw,
and hit them up a tune called Turkey in the Straw.
Yeah, you know what? Roll them up, twist them up, high. Took a haw. What exactly are they talking about there? That's, of course, it's an American song. You never know. You know, these American holidays, like Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter, Halloween, Valentine's Day, etc., they allow us Americans to let it go, overeat, overbuy. Oh, jeez. It's like we just don't care. You know, you have to, just got to let it go in that regard. And, you know, all the verses to this this next song, perhaps they're a little bit out of date, but it conveys to me the attitude of, I just don't care. And these days when I'm around my grandkids, every now and then when they say something, Grandma, Grandma, I go, Jimmy Crack Corn and I Don't Care. And they laugh, so anyway. Anyway, here's another traditional American folk song. Now when I was young and I used to wait on master and hand him his plate and pass the bottle when he got dry and brush away the blue pill fly. Jimmy Crack Corn, I don't care. Jimmy Crack Corn and I don't care. Jimmy Crack Corn and I don't care. My master's gone away. And when he rides in the afternoon, I'd follow with a hickory broom. The pony, he was like too shy when bitten by the blue tail fly.
Jimmy Crack Corn, I don't care.
Jimmy Crack Corn, I don't care. But Jimmy Crack Corn, I don't care. Ooh, my master's gone away. One day, he rides around the farm. Oh, the flies so numerous, they did swarm. One chance to bite him on the thigh. Ha, the devil take the blue-tailed fly.
Jimmy Crack Corn,
I don't care.
Jimmy Crack Corn,
I don't care. Jimmy Crack Corn, and I don't care. Oh, 'cause my master's gone away. You know the pony run, he jumpy pitch. And he threw old master in the ditch. Now he died and the jury wondered why. The verdict was the blue-tail fly.
Oh, Jimmy Crack Corn,
I don't care. Jimmy Crack Corn, I don't care. Jimmy Crack Corn, and I don't care. 'Cause my master's gone away. Well, they laid him under the cinnamon tree. His epitaph was there to see. Beneath this stone I'm forced to lie. A victim of the blue-tail fly.
Jimmy Crack Corn, I don't care.
Jimmy Crack Corn, I don't care. Jimmy Crack Corn, and I don't care. 'Cause my master's gone away. Yeah, I know exactly what he's thinking about there. You know, my master,
which is probably my better judgment, definitely goes away when there's a feast going on. But I have to say, what a blessing it is, and how fortunate we are if there is, in fact, more than enough to eat and drink during this holiday season. Sharing, caring, and bearing with those in need. Good cheer and health to all of you out there, by the way. Hey, I was going to sing Susanna here just to keep it in that particular mood, but let's just see if we have some room for her at the end, that one at the end. But right now, this one reminds me of Thanksgiving, because this man goes out with his hunting dog and they get something from the tree and it's pretty darn good. And it's about a dog, and everybody loves doggies. Yeah, does anybody know what that's gonna be? Well, come on. It was done by Joan Baez when I first heard it. Old Blue.
Had a dog and his name was Blue. I bet you $5 he a good dog too. I had me a dog and his name was Blue. I bet you $5 he a good dog too. Blue, you good dog you. I tooted my whistle, I blowed my horn. Gonna find a possum in the new grown corn. Old Blue barked, I went to see. Cornered a possum up in a tree. Yeah. Oh, Blue, how you good dog you? Woo! Possum climbed down on a swinging limb. Blue barked at possum, he growled at him. He grinned at me and I looked at him. I shook him out. Blue took him in. Oh, yeah. Blue, are you good, doggy? You. Woo. Woo. Hey. That's right. I baked that possum good and brown. I laid them sweet potatoes round and round. Blue, what makes your eyes so red? I've run them possums till I'm almost dead. Yeah. Blue, you good doggy, you. Woo. Woo. The dog. When old Blue died, he died so hard. Shook the ground in my backyard. Old Blue died, I laid him in the shade. I dug his grave with a silver spade. Blue, I'm coming to you. Load him down with a golden chain, and on every link I call his name. There's only one thing that bothers my mind. Blue went to heaven, left me behind. Blue, I'm coming too. Now when I get to heaven, first thing I'll do, grab me a horn, blow for old Blue. And when I hear that old Blue bark, Blue treat a possum in Noah's Ark. Yeah. Yeah, Blue, Well, I had me a dog named Wendy. Bet you $5 he a good dog too. Had me a dog, his name was Blue. Bet you $5 he a good dog too. He Blue. You good dog, you Blue.
Boy, oh boy. You know, I miss my doggy. I don't know about having another dog. That could be pretty tough. I wouldn't want to be an old man walking an old dog. And well, anyway. Hey, thanks, Greg. That's right. I think that's about enough of Americana, don't you think? Oh, no, I'll have a few more. Maybe if we have time at the end, I will throw in some more of those old classic American folk songs that, Mike, I'm sure you heard those when you were a kid.
Oh, yeah.
So did I. That's different now. Anyway, hey, I want you to remind you that this is KLLG LP 97.9 Willits, California. Where else could we be? And you are riding on the Bipolar Express, and we are winding our way into the holiday season. Hey, so Train, tell me, what's up in Trainland? Well, we've finally rounded up some hard-working elves for our ride, and they are getting ready for the first CWR Christmas train on December the 3rd. Now, there will be two of them on that day, so if you miss the morning train, come on down there in the afternoon. And in addition, there will be a magical bear aboard, Christmas songs, letters to Santa, Santa Claus himself. Watch out. Hey, this is the Skunk Train's biggest event of the year. And I have to say, at this time, for over 100 years, the California Western Railroad has attracted thousands of tourists from around the world to the Willits community. Passengers can get off the beaten path and experience an historical train ride into the coastal redwoods and Noyo River Canyon. Now, local residents can take advantage of the Skunk Train's generous locals discount on any day, any trip. Check the Skunk schedule at skunktrain.com or call 964-6371, that's Fort Bragg, and or Willits, 459-1052. Again, www.skunktrain.com or call 964-6371, 40 Bragg, or Willitsy. 459-1052. So now, I want to thank you, Skunk Train, for your underwriting support for this Bipolar Express and all my foolishness and this past year. And I hope to have you on board in 2018 and that we have a holiday season and a new year that is certainly bound for where? How about bound for glory. Yeah. Whoa, this train, she's bound for glory, this train. Whoa, train bound for the glory, train. Train's bound for glory, don't care nothing but the righteous and the holy Lord, Lord, we're bound for the glory on this train. Woo-hoo. Wow, hey, this train, good time train. Ooh, you good time train. Train's a good time train, a good time train, Lord, bound for glory. Here we go. Woo-hoo! That's right. On this train, we sing and dance on this train. Look at me. Oh, sing and dance on this train. On this train we sing and dance, swing on a boat, take a chance, Lord. Bound for glory. Look out now. This train is bound for glory's train. Ooh, glory train. This train's bound for glory, don't carry nothing but the righteous and the holy. This train, she's bound for the glory now. This train. Walk out now. Woo! Boy, that gets me breathing. And remember, folks, breathing. Don't forget to breathe, especially if you got something to say. Take a deep breath and then say it. I wish you did that, Greg. Hey, easy now. Since the Christmas train, you know, starts its run in less than 2 weeks, by the way, I just have to sing a little bit about, that's right, Christmas train. You're going to be hearing more of this before Christmas has passed. Yeah. You know the Christmas trains are coming. Hear it close at hand. Christmas bells and whistles ringing across the land. Get on board, my little children. Get on board. Get on board, little reindeer. Room for many more. Billy up and booze out and deep inside. Bobbles in time, Billy. Dee da doo da doo. Christmas train, there's room for many more. I see that train coming. What an awesome sight. Shooting stars and moonbeams, guided through the night. Now get on board, a little children, get on board. Get on board, little elfies. Room for many more. Get on board, baby. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, get on. Cause there's room for many more. You know, Santa's in the engine. See him wave his hand, spreading joy and goodwill all across the land. Now get on board, our little children, get on board. Come on, get on board. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, kids. Look at that. There's an elf over there. There's Santa Claus's wife. That's right. Who's that magic bear? Woo-wee! Get on board, little children, on the Christmas tree, because there's room for many more. And Christmas on Thanksgiving? Oh, come on. Hey, you know, that's okay. It doesn't mean you can't enjoy family and friends and in the spirit of giving thanks for what we have and that we can all be together right now singing a Christmas song. Oh, okay, okay. I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't jumping the gun on that one. You know, I will be sharing those familiar Christmas tunes as we, move into December. So you better watch out and tune in to KLLGLP 97.9 FM Willits. Get on board the Bipolar Express with me, Greg Schindel.
And me, Train Singer.
Oh, hey, different voice. Woo! Hey, I want to give you all the blessings of safe travels during this holiday season. It's a dangerous time. People are really, well, you know what I'm talking about. Just be careful. And for this is a little kind of a traveler song. Well, I was toting my back along a dusty Winnemucca road. Pow! Along come a semi with a high and canvas covered log. You going to Winnemucca, man? With me, you can ride. I did. Climbed into the cab and I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand. I said, listen, bub, I traveled to be rolling this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Well, I crossed that desert bare, man. Breathe the mountain air, man. I've been traveled, I've done my share, man. I've been everywhere. Hey, where you been? I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Madama, Lapa, Loma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Topeka, and Calamity. I'm a killer. I've been everywhere. I've been everywhere, man. Well, I cross that desert, man. Breathe the mountain air, man. Well, I travel, I've done my share, man. I've been everywhere. Oh, hey. Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana. Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texarkana, Monterey, Faraday, Salafay, Calvary, Glen Rock, Black Rockville, Oskaloosa, Tennessee, Hennessy, Chickabee, Spirit Lake, Red Lake, Devil Lake, Great Lake, and Beach Lake. I've been everywhere. Yes, I've been everywhere, man. Cross the desert, bare man. Breathe the mountain air, man. Travel, I've done my share, man. I've been everywhere. Louisville, Nashville, Knoxville, Omaha, Sheffield, Jacksonville, Waterville, Costa Rica, Pittsburgh, Springfield, Bentley, Shreveport, Hackensack, Cadillac, Fond du Lac, Delaware, Idaho, Tellico, Argentina, Davidina, Pasadena, Catalina. Say what I mean, sir. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Cross that desert, man. I'll be the mountain man. Well, I've a trouble, I've done my share, man. I've been everywhere. Pittsburgh, Parkerburg, Gravelburg, Colorado, Hamburg, Rexford, Vicksburg, Eldorado, Larimore, Atmore, Haverford, Chattanooga, Chaska, Nebraska, Alaska, Opelika, Baraboo, Waterloo, Kamazoo, Sioux City, Sioux City, Dodge City, Winnipeg. I've been everywhere. I've been everywhere, man. Cross that desert, bear, man. Read the mountain, now, man. Well, I've a trouble, I've done my share, man. Whoa, you know some place I haven't been? Huh? Well, I've been everywhere. That's right. You know, that song was written by an Australian. Gee, I didn't have his name right here, but Hank Snow took that Australian song and he put those American names. And there's a few Australian ones in there, like Diamantina. Now, where's that? I'm not exactly sure. But I know it's in Australia. Anyway, that was in 1962. It was a number one hit in the country top 10. So I want to move into this train venue. You know, I talked about steam engines last week. And I want to share some more railroad history from the old timers speaking. Like these is some dialogue from the old timer. This is it's his name, Paul Hogan, and I think we read a little bit of him last week. He was born in 1917. John Hogan, excuse me. And so this is kind of a dialogue about the passing of the steam engines. Am I an old timer now? Well, I guess I am. See, when I first hired out on the railroad, they had a lot of steam engines. They were virtually no diesels at all. Now, the last 10 or 15 years, engineers, young guys, come to work, and they want to know how it was to ride the steam engines. Because steam engines were simply gone. There's none of them left. Well, I'd say they're dirty and rough riding and noisy, but they were something. There was something about them, those big monsters puffing black smoke and cinders and all that stuff, but there was a real charm to them. You can almost, well, you can tell almost what engine it was by the sound of its whistle. You know, there were different types. The bigger engines had these real, real mellow steamboat whistles on, I don't know if it's that low, but real low tone. In fact, different railroads were known for their whistle. It was kind of a trademark. You know, as a kid, I remember hearing Western Pacific engines. They had an entirely different whistle from the Southern Pacific. And on a hot summer night, I could hear the whistle way off in the distance. Oh, it was just really something. Even the diesel whistle, it's not quite the same as a steam engine, but you can hear the whistle a long way off. And some whistles stick in my mind. Like Southern Pacific had these big steam engines. the last ones that they bought. I've got records of them I can play. Records of just train whistles. 10 or 15 records of different railroads. The sounds of trains. Not just whistles, but the sound of diesel and steam engines. Oh, the railroads have always kind of gotten into my blood, you might say. Well, I guess they would, you know, all that soot and whatnot. But so, speaking of whistles, there is an engineer. Maybe if he sees a friend, he might give it a little toot. But for the most part, when an engineer blows his whistle, it is for a purpose. For example, I think I've mentioned this before. Two long whistles and one short means approaching stations and railroad crossings and junctions. Like this, it goes, that didn't sound that great, did it? What if I try it with this one? That's better. Now, if you are approaching a highway grade crossing, and we do this often on the Skunk Train, you have two long, one short, and one long. Again, on the other one. Yeah, that would stop me, I'll tell you. And then we have one long, one short means approaching meeting or waiting points of trains. And one short whistle means stop. One long, one short means warning. Two longs mean start, release, brakes. And short means call for signals or stop. Hey, there you have it. So now when you hear these whistles, maybe you might know what someone's actually doing out there. You know, I also had been talking about the women on the railroad. You remember that, Mike? We were talking about women railroaders and how it's kind of a tough place for a woman to get into the business. But there were some really qualified ladies out there. So today, I'd like to read it from the point of view of the men who were having the women come on the train. So here's a couple from John Hogan. They hired this woman engineer, Hoghead, and she goes back to Topeka to shake and bake hard. Head school. So anyway, she comes out, and it was over at China Basin. Now, the first day she comes out, and she comes into the switchman shanty, and we shake hands all around. So anyway, the first thing she said to me was, "I don't make drops." Now, a drop is a flying switch. That's when an engineer pulls a car, and it's got to pull away ahead, and then the car goes down a different track, you see? Well, it takes a little bit of coordination, and it could really go wrong. So the first thing she said to me, she had an attitude, and she said, "I don't make drops." And I said, "Well, lady, I'm telling you this. I don't want to hear what you can't do. We're going to go out there. And if I hang a sign on you, you better take it. And if you don't, we're going to come back to the shanty and we're going to find out who's right." Oof. It just hit me wrong. It hit me the wrong way. She'd say that, you know? Well, we got out there. We make the drop. And it was just perfect. I mean, it's just like uptown. But it really bothered me. The first thing she said was what she couldn't do. I don't want to hear that. And if she didn't want to, then she should have hung up her gloves and worked as a secretary or something. Well, from then on, we got along fine. That was just bad introduction, really bad. But And there was this woman, switchman, who held the switch open. Jeez! She got off the engine, see? And there, they were on the road, and she's supposed to line this spring switch, see? And they're really hard to move over. And they aren't just like a regular switch. They're a spring switch, you know, so you can run through them in the opposite way, and you don't tear up the switches. Well, anyway, a switch has to be lined normally. A switch has to be lined so movement can be made in either direction. Well, a spring switch, the train can go through it against the points, but it can't back up because the points keep from coming back and forth. It can always go out on the switch. So anyway, this gal, she was a real nice person, by the way, but sometimes she didn't really understand what was going on. So she gets off the engine. They got ahead into the siding, and she tries to line the switch on, but she can't get it all the way over. So the fireman leans out of the cab and says, "You got it lined?" And she says, "Yeah, yeah." And she's holding the switch with all her might. And those cars, they're going by. Now, if she had just let off a little bit, the points would have opened up and the car would have caught the point and flew her into Napa County. Whoa. And she held the switch all the way over. The rear brakeman gets off. He's going to line up behind, you see. And she's standing down. She's still there. She should have been on the engine. You see, you line the switch and you get on the engine. Well, the train pulls in and the rear brakeman, he sees her. She's still there holding the switch. And he says, "What are you doing?" She says, "I'm holding the switch." And the whole train went in the siding safely. There wasn't one wheel caught the point because she held on to it. It really took a lot of muscle. She couldn't get it all the way over, so the handle went down into the slot. It's like, click, it was supposed to go into the slot. She couldn't get it quite there, so she held it the whole time. All these things that go on behind the scenes. That's the way railroad really is. You know, I remember when the first woman came out. The crew didn't know how to behave with a woman. And she came out, and she was a student. You know, when we get on the equipment, nobody stops for you. You never expect anyone to stop for you. It's ridiculous. I'd get on. Everybody'd get on a rolling boxcar or engine, just like getting into an automobile. It was no problem at all if you do it right. Well, so anyway, this gal came out, and they started from the shanty. The engineer comes out, and he just keeps on going and picks the crew up, and they all get on at the right time onto the moving train. But today, he stopped for the lady to get on. And they went out in the yard, and he stopped for her to get off. It was so ridiculous. We got a lot of work done. Then we all got back on the cab to go out to one of these industries. Well, the fireman got up to give the gal his seat. Jeez, the whole thing was so ridiculous. You know, from there we tried to outdo each other in decorum and propriety. Why, there were so many jokes about that because so many people were watching. Other crews saw the engine come up and stop by the shanty, and she'd get on. Then they took off, and all the guys watching would go, "Ha, ha, ha, ha." Oh, my gosh. Well, when she learned later on that they don't stop for you, she must have thought we were a bunch of idiots. Oh, well, you know, times have changed, and yet, I don't know how much they've really changed. Hey, you know, again, I don't want you to forget what you're listening to. This is the Bipolar Express on KLLG LP 97.9 FM. You know, here in Willits, we have our own woman, and I call her a pioneer. That's Pam Baskins. She's an engineer. She's a conductor, stage manager, station manager. Well, she's a stage manager too, a troubleshooter. She is a real pioneer. And there are times when I'm on the train as train singer, And one of her favorite songs is by Curtis Mayfield, People Get Ready. People get ready, you know the trains are coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels thrumming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. People get ready for that train to Jordan, picking up passengers from coast to coast. Faith is the key, open the door, board. There's room for all among those love the most, yeah. Where there ain't no room for that hopeless sinner, hurt all mankind just to save his own. Have pity on those whose chances grow thinner. There's no hiding place against the kingdom's throne. So people get ready, you know the trains are coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. Oh, yes. I have to say I thank the Lord all the time. Uh-oh, he said it, but that's okay. Hey, hats off to you old-timers, you steam engines, and, of course, you railroading ladies. This is Train Singer. We are riding on the Bipolar Express with Greg Schindel and with Mike Burgess, the engineer. Give us a hello, Mike. Hello. Hey, there he is. He talks. He walks. He uses the computer like crazy. That's probably why he is crazy. No, he's not. Hey, thanks, Train. I just can't help myself when it's raining and all the kids are around and they're singing, "Oh, the incy wincy spider went up the water spout. Down came the rain and washed the spider out. Out came the sun and dried up all the rain. And the incy wincy spider went up the spout again." I remember that from when I was a kid, and they still like it on the... I can't believe it. Oh, what about this one? It's raining, it's pouring, the old man is snoring. He went to bed and bumped his head and couldn't get up in the morning. Geez, I kind of felt like that this morning. I don't really look at it, but I did. You know, the birds and bugs and, you know, your Native American, there's a Native American myth of the owl calling your name. And if you hear the owl call your name, that means your death is imminent. And the pitter-patter, and the pitter-patter, and the pitter-patter, and the pitter-patter of the rain. My goodness gracious. Wait a minute. I hear the rain. Oh, my goodness. Does that sound like rain to you? Right? Yeah. He's patronizing me. All right, I'm not. Right. Anyway, I played this a week ago, but it seems to fit with this rain. When the bird catches the bug on the bark of a tree, and the shadow of a hawk floats by your knee, will you steal into the garden? Steal into the garden. Steal into the garden and hear pitter-patter, 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 pitter-patter of the rain again.
owl is flying by your side, sitting on the line when you go by. Will you steal into the garden? Steal into the garden. Steal into the garden and hear the bitter batter, bitter batter, bitter batter, bitter batter, bitter batter, bitter batter, bitter batter of the rain. When the owl sitting on the line, calling your name when you go by. Will you steal into the garden? Will you steal into the garden? Steal into the garden and hear the bitter patter, bitter patter, bitter patter, bitter patter, bitter patter, bitter patter, bitter patter of the rain. Again, and hear the pitter patter, pitter patter, pitter patter, pitter patter, pitter patter, pitter patter, pitter patter of the rain. Again.
Wow, it's raining again. Oh, whoa. Oh, it stopped. Well, Greg, are you okay?
Yes, I am.
You asked me. Well, at this time, you know, I was talking to Liam and Mike a little while ago about when you hear people on the radio, it's like choppy chop, little voice here. Sometimes you get a song and you go, oh, little short pieces. So not very often in our language, do we have long, extended tones, like some of the mantras and some of the Buddhist and the early Christian Gregorian chants. So why not have an American koan type of chant, like pine tree standing, needles gently moving in the wind, blue sky, white clouds passing beneath blue sky, okay? I'm going to chant that for you right now. Here we go. Take a deep breath. Always breathing. Oh, God, breathing. Greg, you're out of breath. Pine tree. Pine tree standing. Needles gently moving in the wind. In the white clouds passing beneath sky beneath blue chanting's been around for a long time, you know. I mean, what can I say? I had a friend, he's passed away, that's why I had, name was Ponderosa Pine, and he was the epitome of the chanter. I mean, he believed in vocal science. He actually took it a step further into what he called sexual yoga. You know, imagine chanting while in the position. Woo! Well, that's one way to handle the ladies. Very original, I must say. But I gotta say, breath, breathing. Ah, do we have enough time to breathe? How much more time do we have on this? I've been thinking, I'm getting carried away.
9 minutes.
Oh my goodness gracious. Oh, time flies when you're breathing. First it was the word was love, before the word. How did we say it? First it was a word was love, for the word. How did we say it? Breathe alone. Breathe. Song. Ah, the beating of the heart, beating of the heart, beating of the heart. Heart song. Important the breathing is. Take a deep breath and think love, feel love. Don't have to say anything, just oh, a loving breath. Imagine that.
Make sure you take your tic-tac before. No, Gregory, why'd you have to say that? That was.
There's a Zen saying, by the way. The Zen master said, your breath is the horse, your mind is the rider. Come, let your breathing be galloping horses, and let that rider be your mind. Come, let your breathing be galloping horses, and leave the dust and your worries behind. Ride across the meadow, the wind in your ears, tears in your eyes, not from crying. Take a deep breath, sing from your heart, feel your spirit go flying. And come, let your breathing be galloping horses, and let that rider be your mind. Come, let your breathing be galloping horses, and leave the dust and your worries behind. You ride in the sunlight and you ride in the rain. you ride when you're laughing or crying. Rise up in your saddle and let go the reins. Let your arrows go fly. Calm, let your breathing be galloping horses, and let that rider be your mind. Whoa. Calm, let your breathing be galloping horses, and leave the dust and your worries. Hey, leave your troubles behind on the Bipolar Express on KLLGLB 97.9 Willits. Hey, I gotta say that today the accents on giving and thanking and loving and embracing our friends and families with a deeper heart of felt affection we've ever had. And for those who are with us for this season, good health, good friends, good food, much love, and peace to us all. Do we have time for a couple more songs? What do we have here?
Four minutes.
Let's see what we can do here. Woo! Love your sister. Love your brother, love your father, love your mother, and be rolling with the flowing, growing in your heart. And though you're broken, stay open to love, be always hoping and rolling with the flowing, growing. Life's not always free and easy. We all know that's true. Ice and snow and sleet and rain. Love will see you through. Love your sister and your brother, your father, and love your mother. And be rolling with the flowing, growing. Ah, rolling with the flowing, growing. Rolling with the flowing, growing in your hey, we've been rolling on the Bipolar Express. What, we got a couple minutes? At least two? What's that?
90 seconds.
90 seconds, boy. 91, 92, 92. I gotta say, thank you, California. Skunk Train, Western, Eastern, Southern. No, no, don't do that, Greg. Thank you, Skunk Train, for taking care of this community during this Christmas time. And by the way, since that Christmas train is starting soon, you better call up and make your reservations now. This has got a big deal. Whatever. Thank you, Mike Burgess, for engineering. Next week, Mike's going back to his doctor, and the doctor's going to say, "You are miraculously healed, and I am the one." No, no, no. It takes more than one person to heal someone, doesn't it? Anyway, thank you. I want to thank KLLG. For having me. You know, this is an all-volunteer radio station. All of us. So you can come in here and volunteer too. This is your radio, hometown radio. Don't let it go. By the way, check us out at www.kllg.org. Hey, call us at 459-KLLG. While we're riding on the Bipolar Express. Woo! Riding on the Bipolar Express on KLLG LP 97.9 FM radio, radio KLLG LP. WILP 97.9. FM Willis, Willis, California. Na 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 na.